sun is setting on the banks of the St. Lawrence River, and local fisherman Dave Shea is cruising along the shoreline, taking advantage of the calm waters. He grew up on this river in Ogdensburg, New York, fishing for northern pike, muskie, and walleye. He remembers a time when the walleye were plentiful, drawing anglers to the Oswegatchie River, a tributary that empties into the St. Lawrence.
I remember growing up as a kid in the shorelines down along the Oswegatchie River in the first 2 weeks of the season were just shoulder to shoulder with fishermen. It was a funny thing. It was something that everybody grew up with and everybody had, and they just figured it would last forever. And then in a very short space of time, it was gone.
The biggest blow to the walleye population was the creation of the St. Lawrence Seaway in 1958. A deep channel was dredged, enabling ships to travel from the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean. This destroyed some of the largest rapids in North America and the home of thousands of spawning walleye. Hank Bouchard was one of many anglers who watched the fish disappear. As president of a local sportsman's club, he was upset by the loss of a sport fish that people love to eat. Then, one day, he stumbled upon an idea to save the walleye population.
Actually, a friend of mine, Bob Flavin, and I were in talking one time. He read an article where some people in Canada were raising some walleye in just little Tupperware jars. And he said, maybe we ought to try something.
Not surprisingly, Bouchard was a bit skeptical, raising fish in Tupperware containers. But he discovered it was actually pretty simple. He organized a group of volunteers, and each April they meet down by the river, wearing rain gear and rubber gloves. Their job? To catch about 20 fish, male and female, and then fertilize their eggs in a controlled environment.
We have holding tanks that we put them in, and we'll separate the males from the females. And then we'll take, and we have a big bowl, like a big stainless steel mixing bowl, and we strip the eggs. You push on the belly of the female gently, and the eggs will actually run right out into this bowl. And then you push on the belly of the male, and the sperm will go in, and then you just mix it, and it fertilizes all the eggs. And you can get probably a half a dozen good-sized female. You can get probably a couple million eggs.
From there, Bouchard hatches the eggs in jars and then brings the tiny fish here to the ponds at an old state fish hatchery on the banks of the St. Lawrence. Bouchard opens the door to a stone pump house that keeps a steady supply of fresh river water running into the nearby ponds. He estimates there are about 60,000 fish in the ponds right now, fattening themselves on microbes and waiting to be released into the St. Lawrence River. Over the past 12 years, the volunteers have stocked more than 10 million fish into the river. They spend about $5,000 a year, all of which they raise themselves. In the Great Lakes region, it's not unusual to have volunteer groups start this kind of program. But Steve LePan, a biologist with New York's Department of Environmental Conservation, says most groups aren't this successful.
Across the state, we have had requests to have cooperative walleye stocking programs. And some stories are better than others. This is a success story, and that's largely because of the dedication and tenacity of this group. I've worked in state government for 13 years, and they are most definitely the most committed group I've seen.
Hank Bouchard is beginning to see many signs of success. Tagged fish are coming back 4 and 5 years in a row. Some have been caught 60 miles west in Lake Ontario. Others are making their way to Quebec. And there's a growing number of small fish in the spawning run, a sign that the population is returning. Bouchard says local anglers are taking notice.
The biggest thing that we've seen is awareness of people. There used to be, years ago, people would see somebody catch a fish that's too short or out of season, something like that, and they just kind of look the other way. But now people are more aware that, there is an effort being placed, and they kind of look after it a little more, patrol each other. And we've seen a lot of people now that, like we say, 10, 15 years ago, you might have had 5 or 10 people fishing walleye. And now you've got 5 or 10,000 people.
The walleye restocking program has been so successful, Bouchard says the fish population might not need their help anymore. So he's thinking about starting another restocking program with muskie or sturgeon to help them make the St. Lawrence River their home again as well. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Ogdensburg, New York.